I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban forces promises continued fighting in his annual Eid al-Fitr message. Last year, the Taliban observed a three-day ceasefire over this Islamic holiday, the first since 2001. Now, Eid al-Fitr marks the end of Ramadan, a month of fasting and seeking after Allah. Procast Chris Rugi says, new Love Muslims videos will help you pray for the Muslim world during Eid al-Fitr and beyond. In other news, Chinese churches are adjusting to yet another limitation. One restriction makes it illegal to teach children in church. Believers host community events, and this way, children can hear about God outside the church building. Other restrictions make it more difficult to get a Bible, especially in rural China. So Bibles for China works with local churches to provide legal Bibles. To get more information about stories you've heard in today's broadcast, visit us online at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.